Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fool. Me a running out of blessings are running down. Me a dead, imagine cause I'm half a cup of a roll of a bunch of
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place and shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican food in a Dutch pot. I'm from the north, and the devil can't touch that. Yes, you can't forget that. And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me again for the study of the Word of God. Truly, God is good. He is amazing, and we're just truly thankful for another day to be able to praise Him. I pray that all is well with your family and with your loved ones. If you have been watching the news, you know that we're watching the devastation in Oklahoma, in Moore, Oklahoma, here in the United States, where a tornado that was moving between 166 to 200 miles per hour devastated an entire area in Moore, Oklahoma. And we are praying for those families. We are praying that God gives them strength. We're also praying for your family, wherever you are, that whatever you're going through, that God would give you strength. So at this time, let us pray. Father, we just thank you. We honor you. We lift up your holy name, O God. We thank you, Lord, because you are truly worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege that you give us over and over again to be able to magnify your holy name, to be able to have sweet fellowship together. I pray, O God, for all those who listen, O God, that you will continue to nurture them and to uplift them, Lord God. Father, we realize that we need you every day. We cannot make it without you. And, O God, at times we try. We try to do things without you, Lord God, but we realize that we need your strength. We need your help, O God. And I pray that you would just continue to gird up those families in Oklahoma, Lord God, to gird up those families even still in Boston and Missouri. And, Lord, wherever they have had devastation, because realize that it doesn't matter how long it's been since there has been a devastation. You never forget the pain of going through significant losses in your family, in your finances, etc. But, Lord God, we recognize that even when devastation comes to our families, oh God, we recognize that you have the healing balm that can comfort and give us special strength. And so we lean on your strength tonight. We lean on your comfort tonight. We know, God, that all those that need strength are receiving strength right now. We know that all those that need comfort are being comforted right now. We know that all those that need help Oh, God, you're sending them help right now. We thank you, Lord God, that you are not a God that just stands afar off and watches, but that you are truly our God and our King that participates, that truly understands what we go through. And, Lord God, we just lift up our voices unto you right now, oh, God, because we know that you look down, God, and, Father God, you see and you know all things. And we thank you, Lord God, for the special strength that you're giving to your people right now. Oh, God, I pray for those around the world. Lord God, you know what they face every day. And, oh, God, I pray for a special touch for your people right now. Oh, God, I pray for those in the north, south, east, and west. Oh, God, that you will truly move right now. We pray for those in Asia, in India. Oh, God, in the UK. Oh, God, many parts of Europe, in Scotland and Ireland. Oh, God, we pray for those in Central America and Brazil and Peru. And, oh, God, all the different places in Central America. We pray, oh, God, for those in the Caribbean. Lord, all the different islands, oh, God, Jamaican, Barbados, and Trinidad. Oh, God, and all of the other islands, oh, God, Nevis and the Cayman Islands, oh, God, Turks and Caicos, Lord God. Father, you know your people. God, wherever they are, God, in those islands, we pray, God, that you would touch. Remember those in Africa, God. Father, in the continent of Africa, we pray for all the various countries, oh, God. Father, oh, God, from the northern tip to the southern tip of Africa, we pray, oh, God, for those countries. God, in Nairobi and Kenya, oh, God, in Uganda and Morocco. Father, oh, God, in all the different areas, we pray, oh, God, that you would touch in Egypt, oh, God. And, Lord God, remember Israel, oh, God, and her neighbors. You know what's going on with Israel and her neighbors, oh, God. We know, God, that you can bring peace, oh, God, of mind to your people. We pray, oh, God, that you would truly move in a special way. Remember those around the U.S., oh, God, that are mourning tonight. We know, God, that you can touch, Lord God. Father, in the northeast states, in the middle states, in the southern states, oh, God, we know, God, that you can encourage and strengthen right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, oh, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for healing our nation right now, for comforting our nation right now. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We lift you up right now, and we bless you. For you know us, you understand us, and we pray, God, that our hearts would be turned towards you once again. Father, oh, God, if there be any sin, God, in our hearts, in our minds, oh, God, things that we have done or even thought about doing, oh, God, things that we have neglected to do, oh, God, we pray that you would forgive us. We pray, oh, God, that you'll heal our nation once again. We thank you, God, for giving direction, oh, God, for giving peace out of chaos right now, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that even now you remember your people. And we thank you, Lord, oh, God, for just touching right now all around the world, all around this nation. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, truly God is good. He is merciful and he is just awesome. And over again, God just proves to us that he is able to do all things but fail. If you would turn your Bible with me to Psalm 107, the Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. He led them, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Verse 8, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Dear friend, I have just read in your hearing Psalms 107, verses 1 through 9. The Bible tells us, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Now, I want you to understand, dear friend, that the Bible tells us to just give thanks unto the Lord. In other words, in the midst of everything that is going on around us, we must still give God praise for his mercy and his compassion. We are praying for those around the world who suffer catastrophes, things happen in their families. We are praying that God gives strength. We are especially praying for those parents who lost those young children that they sent to elementary school, expecting them to come home tonight, and those children will not be coming home tonight. We are praying for special strength for those families. I want you to understand, dear friend, that God cares about you. He understands the pain that you go through when you have suffered a loss, and God will not leave you comfortless, but he will take care of you. The Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. We thank so many people, dear friend. We say thanks to the doctor. We say thanks to the lawyer. We say thanks to our friends, our parents, our loved ones. But in addition to saying thanks to all those people, we must first and foremost give thanks to God who created us, who made us, who put breath in our bodies so that we can give him praise and we could give him thanks. I want you to know, dear friend, that his mercy does endure forever. How do we know that? Because over and over again, he reveals himself to us in so many ways. And sometimes we're not looking carefully, and so we might miss the little things, the simple little things. I remember once in the facility, some of you might know that I do work full-time as a chaplain inside of a correctional facility. One day, one of the inmates called me over to a fence, and she showed me this beautiful, beautiful green round little cocoon. It was wound up. It had gold dots on it. It looked like someone had taken a paintbrush, tiny, tiny paintbrush, and just dipped it in gold and put all around it. It was a nice lime green with gold. I want you to know, dear friend, that that thing was so beautiful. Had the inmates not showed it to me, I might have missed it. And that was the handiwork of God. So tiny, but yet I would have missed it if someone had not pointed it out to me. Dear friend, so many times in our lives, we miss out on the simple things that God is trying to show to us, to reveal himself to us, to let us know that he is still real, to let us know that he is still on his throne. He wants us to slow down and to remember to give him praise, to remember to have faith in him, to remember to trust him, even for the simple little things in your life, as a butterfly passing by you just when you step out your front door. Something as simple as looking at a beautiful butterfly reminds us over and over that we should give thanks to the Lord our God. Dear friend, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, our topic tonight is about faith. I want to encourage you to have faith in God. I want to encourage you to trust God with everything, with your family, with your children, with your loved ones. Don't be fearful, dear friend, but put your trust in God. God has already redeemed you out of the hand of your enemy. God has already redeemed you out of the hand of those who would seek to harm you. I want you to know, dear friend, that this is the day for you to have faith in God. This is your season to trust God. This is your season to step out on faith, in faith, on faith, around faith. In other words, surround yourself with faith. Surround yourself with people who have faith. Do not surround yourself with faithless people, but surround yourself with people who know without a shadow of a doubt that God is able. When you know that God is able, dear friend, and you see catastrophes or you see things happening around you, you will still be able to look up and say, I have faith in God. You will still be able to look up and say, I trust God. You will still be able to look up and say, without a doubt, I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless God right now, for I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that he is still interceding on my behalf. I know that he is still a healer. I know that he is still a deliverer. I know that he is still able to do all things. Dear friend, don't give up. Put your faith and your trust in God, because God sees you even now, and he is going to take care of you. Look at verse 4. It says, they wandered in the wilderness, referring actually to the children of Israel. Remember when they were first brought out of Egypt, God allowed them to wander in the wilderness. And one of the reasons why he allowed them to wander in the wilderness was because of their disobedience. The Bible says that when they were first told to go and actually overthrow the cities, they brought back a bad report. And so the ones who brought back a bad report, the Lord said, well, okay, well, they're not going to enter into the promised land. Only Joshua and Caleb will, because they brought back a good report. I want you to know that the people of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness. They were hungry. They were thirsty. And God gave them quails and manna from above. He fed them. He took care of them. Even though they were wandering, looking for a place of habitation, they did not have to worry, because once they put their faith and their trust in God, God was able to take care of them. Dear friend, what about you? It does not matter how long you have been wandering in the wilderness. It does not matter how long you have been faced with challenges. I want you to understand that God is your strength. He will provide for you. They were hungry and thirsty, and God fed them. He gave them drink, and he will do the same for you. Look at verse 8. It says, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I want you to know that God is looking for praisers. God is looking for people who will not neglect their praise time, who will not neglect lifting up their hands and saying, you know what, God did this. I didn't do it of my own strength. I didn't make it on my own, but I made it because of the help of the Lord. So many times we give our own selves a pat on the back, and, you know, every once in a while you can do that, but for the most part, you need to understand that you didn't make it by yourself. It was God that brought you this far. It was God that was carrying you at times when you thought that you would not make it. It was God that was listening when you needed someone to listen to you. It was God that was holding you in the midnight hour. Dear friend, don't stand still and listen to negative people. Get away from those negative people. Put your trust and your faith in God, because God sees you. He knows everything about you, and he really wants you to praise him. The Bible says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Dear friend, God is good. It doesn't matter what anyone says. No one can convince me otherwise. God is good. The Bible says in verse 9, I am in Psalm 107, verse 9, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Amen. He satisfieth the longing soul. What does that mean to us? It means that when we seek after the Lord, he does help us. When we long after him, he does satisfy us. Whenever we feel empty, whenever we feel lost, all we need to do is look to Jesus, and Jesus will satisfy our soul. I don't know if you are an ice cream lover, but I love ice cream. I love sundaes with chocolate topping. I love all types of ice cream. Even if it's cold outside, I still love ice cream. I don't know if you've ever longed after ice cream and you had a craving for some type of ice cream, and then when you finally sat down with that ice cream and started just eating it, or it might not be ice cream, it might be a cake or cookies or some other favorite thing it might for you. It might be a mango, a sweet, sweet mango or papaya or something. But you were longing after that thing and you finally got some and you sat down with it. And when you took that first bite or that first scoop of ice cream, how just satisfying it felt when that thing, you know, touched your tongue. Dear friend, I want you to know that if you would just put your trust in the Lord, God would satisfy you the way that that ice cream does, or that cake, or that cookie, or whatever. It's a very poor comparison because, of course, we cannot compare God to cookies or cake or anything like that. But in terms of you understanding that when you long after the natural things that satisfy you, even more so, you should long after God. You should long to be in his presence. You should long to feel his touch. I want you to know, dear friend, that on Sunday afternoon after I had service, afterwards, some inmates stayed with me in the chapel and a few of the ladies, and we had just a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. God is just so good. He is just so awesome, and we were able to have prayer meeting after our second service, and people were just so slain in the spirit and just walking around the sanctuary worshiping. God longs, dear friend, for your worship. He longs for you to just lift up your voice and just bless him and magnify him. Too many times we talk, and our talk is cheap because it is not accompanied by worship. I want you to know that God longs for you to spend time in his presence. He longs for you to just tune out everyone else so that you could hear his voice giving you directions and you could hear his voice just speaking to you. I know that some will not believe this, and I don't expect you to believe everything that you hear from other Christians because, of course, you have to try the spirits. But I want you to know that just Saturday going into Sunday, I heard the Lord say very clearly that devastation was coming to the U.S. I had no idea where it was going to be. Same thing happened to me when they were going to have the flooding and what have you up in the Northeast and New Hampshire and those places. Same thing happened to me when we were going into 9/11. I want you to know, dear friend, that although I didn't know where the devastation was going to hit, I knew it was going to happen because anytime I hear the voice of God saying things like that, it always happens. Dear friend, in order for you to hear from God, you must spend time with God. You must stop being too busy to worship God. Give him your all. Give him your best. God wants you to worship him. If you turn again to Colossians chapter 3, the Bible says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, I want you to know, this letter was not written to ungodly people. This letter was written to the church at Colossae. And when this letter was written, Paul was trying to fix some of the things he was trying to teach the early church, the new Christians. He was trying to teach them. And so one of the things that he was saying to them is, set your affections for you to be a true disciple or a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You must set your affections, in other words, your thoughts, your ambitions, they should be focused on the Lord your God. So when you decide on a career, when you decide on a husband or a wife, when you set up your household and you're thinking of the things that you want to accomplish in your life, God should be first and foremost in all of those plans. You should be saying, Lord, what is your will for my life? How do you want me to live? Who do you want for me to have as a spouse? And let God direct you. Don't do it yourself. And so that's what it means to set your affections on the things above. It says, if you then be risen with Christ. So in other words, if you are a Christian, if you are a Christian, then your focus should not just be on money, on wealth, on houses, on land, but it should be, how can I serve the Lord with all my heart? How can I win souls for the kingdom? How can I be a blessing financially to the kingdom of God? If I can't go, then I'm going to send a missionary. If I can't do, you know, what I need to do as far as traveling, I'm going to make sure I bless someone else who's traveling. Hallelujah. Dear friend, understand that God is calling you to a higher place. I've been feeling it. It's in the atmosphere. We need more Christians who are willing to turn down their plates and fast and pray again. We need more Christians who are willing to make sacrificial giving to the kingdom of God. Sacrificial giving not just in money, but also of themselves. In other words, remember your neighbor. Remember that family member who needs to hear about Jesus. Do what God is calling you to do. Don't sit down. Get up and do something. God is calling you to work in the kingdom of God. The Bible says, for ye are dead. Now, saying to a person that you are dead, what it is saying is that not that you're physically dead, but when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are dead to the old life. You're dead to the old things that you used to do. Now, there is some kind of trend in modern-day Christianity right now. I don't totally agree with the trend, but it seems as if people want to become Christians, but they want to still act like the world and dress like the world. In other words, there's no distinction between them and the world. Now, I love contemporary gospel music, some of it, not all of it. And I love my old school traditional gospel music. What I'm looking for when I listen to music is, what are the lyrics saying to me? Are they blessing my heart? Are they scriptural? When I'm looking for music to bless my soul, I want to know that when I'm down, it's going to pick me up. When I'm discouraged, it's going to say a word to my spirit to help me. And so therefore, I can't listen to everything and I can't, you know, engage in everything because everything does not bless me. Everything cannot pick me up. If there's a song playing over and over and over, but it never mentions Jesus and it calls itself a Christian song, then that's challenging for me to listen to it. It might have been well done and they might, the person who did it might be getting great accolades for it and great, you know, honor for it. But personally, it's hard for me to listen to it because it left out the main ingredient in the praise of a Christian, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything that we say, dear friend, anything that we do should be giving praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I just want you to know, the Bible says in verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That, dear friend, is referring to the rapture. The fact that when Jesus comes again, those who are dead in Christ shall be caught up to meet him. And those of us who are alive and well shall also be caught up with him. And so the Bible is telling us that when we are faithful and serving, in serving the Lord, that he will bless us and that we have to look forward to eternal life. Once again, I just want to share with you a little bit out of a book, promise book that I have. It's such a lovely book, was given to me for Mother's Day, and I just love this little book. It's called Bible Promises Book for Women, the Prayer Edition, the Prayer Edition. And I started last week reading a little bit out of it for you. I read a little bit out of comfort and also faith. And we know that our scripture faith is Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We also know if you scroll down to the 6th verse, it says, and it is impossible to please God without faith. For we know that anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And that was from the NLT, the New Living Translation. So we know that it is impossible to please God, for those who come to him must first believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Dear friend, I want to encourage you to have faith in God. In the midst of all that you see going on around you, God is still in control, and God is going to take care of everything. So out of this promise book, it says, Lord, when times are hard and I become discouraged, be with me. Keep me a faithful teacher of the way for the sake of my children and all those to come. Amen. And 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, the King James Version, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Dear friend, we don't have to see what the end result is going to be. We already know that God is going to work everything out for us. Revelation 3, verse 20, the New King James Version, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. So we know that God is knocking at the door to our hearts. And all we have to do is open up our hearts and let him in. Hebrews 10, verse 22, it says, let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Dear friend, this is your time to draw near to God. John verse 11, verse 40, King James Version, it says, Jesus said unto her, say I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Dear friend, how many times over and over does God remind us that we must believe, we must have faith in him? Look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 again. It says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the King James Version. And 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, it says, be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. And that was from the New Living Translation. So I'm going to read it again. It says, be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. I feel like someone needs to hear that one more time. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. Even when you feel weak, be strong. Even when you feel like giving up, don't, be strong. Even when you feel like throwing up your hands, don't, be strong, be courageous, hold on. Things are going to get better for you. You're going to have money in your pocket. You're going to have money in the bank. You're going to have a decent place to live. Things are going to get better for you. Ah, hallelujah. I give you praise, Jesus. For all those who are listening, that are being encouraged right now, for all those who know without a doubt that things are going to get better for you. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10 in the NIV, It says, whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. So, dear friend, you must believe the testimony that we're giving you right now, that Jesus is the Son of God, that he loved you, died on the cross, and rose from the dead for you. You must believe the testimony that you are being given, that Jesus is Lord. Look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, out of the New Living Translation. It says, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. With thankfulness. Dear friend, be strong. Be faithful. Realize this. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28 in the NIV, it says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Dear friend, God loves you very much. He cares about you, and he wants you to have faith in him. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to recognize that things might look a little dim right now, but that he is working things out for you. An example, an illustration out of a book that I have, a handbook for weddings and funerals and other occasions by Aubrey Malfers and Keith Wilhite, who are editors. It says, a father was standing outside his burning home, shouting up to his five-year-old son, who was trapped in a second-story window, jump, son, jump, I'll catch you. The boy, choking on smoke, replied, but Daddy, I can't see you. I know, his father called, but I can see you. When the lad jumped into his daddy's arms, he did so not because he saw, but because he trusted. That is faith. I want you to know, dear friend, that just like that little boy was trapped in that building, he couldn't see his daddy. His daddy told him to jump, and he jumped to safety. I want you to know that you don't always have to know what's going to happen around the bend. You don't have to know what's going to happen in your future. Just realize this, that God already has your future in his hands. And just like that little boy, you've got to learn to jump. Trust God. Trust God. Do what he's telling you to do. Trust God. Have faith in him. He is going to restore the things in your life that need to be restored. He is going to build up the things in your life that need to be built up. And the things in your life, that the things that need to be accomplished, that you're working on, that you're praying about, he is going to work it out. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Dear friend, I want you to know that God loves you, he cares about you, and that everything is going to be all right. Let me pray with you as we get ready to close out this session with you. I want you to know that our closing scripture is Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear friend, I want you to realize how much God loves you and how he has your life in the palm of his hands. Don't be discouraged. Everything is going to work out for you. Our closing thoughts are, persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up, and there's no such thing as can't. What you believe, you can achieve. Dear friend, what have you been trying to achieve? What have you been trusting God for? This is your season. Trust God, and He is going to take care of both you and your family. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord God, for your righteousness. We thank you, Lord God, for this time that we were able to study together. I pray, oh God, that one that needs to build up their faith, God, that you would help them to build on that measure of faith that you've already given to them. I pray, Lord God, for those who need to be comforted. Once again, oh God, that you would comfort them. Oh God, remember your people. Lead and direct them, oh God. I pray for the one that needs healing, oh God. Father, oh God, that left knee that has been bothering them, Lord Jesus. For those that are having boils come up all over their bodies, I pray, oh God, that you would heal right now in the name of Jesus. Those suffering with shingles and meshekita, heal in the name of Jesus. Rashes that cannot be explained, God, be healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you are healing right now. Migraine headaches are leaving right now. Eyesights are being restored right now. Hearing is being restored right now. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. Miracles. I speak creative miracles right now. Oh, God, for feet that are short growing back to match the other feet. And, God, limbs, oh, God, that were broken, Lord God, being healed right now. I thank you, Lord God, for creative miracles right now. I give you glory. I give you praise, God. I thank you because you hear and you answer prayers. And we give you glory. We give you thanks, oh, God, for your healing touch. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, I'm so thankful that you've studied with me today. I pray also that you would go on the website www.faithwithvision.com, F-A-I-T-H, with W-I-T-H, vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, faithwithvision.com. Check out the website. Also, you can go on Amazon.com to purchase books. It is Faith Reed, F-A-I-T-H-E, last name R-E-I-D. Go on the website, Amazon.com, and purchase some books. And you can also borrow the books on Kindle. I've got several books out, including What Do I Do When My Life Turns Upside Down? Life Lessons from the Book of Ruth. The book and the companion book is out. I also have another book out, a Black History book, and I've got several books coming out. There's a book online, a children's book, Silly Bailey, S-I-L-L-Y-B-A-I-L-L-Y, that's out on the market, written by my daughter. The pictures are drawn by her also. Her name is Crystal with a K, Crystal Liburd, L-I-B-U-R-D. And so I want to encourage you to go on there and either borrow the books on Kindle or purchase the books on Amazon.com. I have many more books coming out. God bless you as you are encouraged. Listen now as I play something for you. Seek ye first. God bless you. You are loved.
If he had a dime or a penny, King Solomon could not just so pretty. guide them, the soul and the reef. Let Jesus provide and keep them so sweet. You will bless it from the crown of your head to your feet. Just be keeper, the kingdom.
Know that we are ready whenever God is ready to receive us.
Praise you for all.
Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. But the blood of Jesus. God bless you, dear friend. You've been studying with Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. I pray that you and your family are safe and that the peace of God go with you. And we pray blessings upon you and your family. Second Chance Ministries, the music that you're about to hear, is Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. God bless you. Ah!
Me say some of we blessed till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead
blessed.
Me a drink out of half a glass cup or a rope of what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm the Lord, I'm the Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place and shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican food in a Dutch pot. And from the news, the devil can't touch that. Tell Satan to get back. And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be disappointed. Sing it out, I'm too blessed to be disappointed. Oh, God, I tell them I'm blessed. Jesus, yes, Him can sell them one by one. We bag and expose them. So when Satan a moving a your out, we not to worry, cause we know how to get him out. Bleed the blood of Jesus Christ out of your mouth. And the one Satan him a forget out. So for your knowledge, no life in the darkness. And your life is filled with happiness. And from the news, the devil can't touch this. Everybody come sing this. Say I'm too blessed to be stressed. Yeah. Too anointed to be disappointed. Oh, I'm too blessed.
Bless, 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 bless,